This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In China, a draft of a sweeping new civil code has been released, and something key is missing. The code, if enacted, governs many aspects of Chinese life, from contracts to marriage. Here's what it does not contain: any reference to family planning. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak is on the line from Shanghai. Good morning.
Good morning.
For some context, how has China's family planning policy evolved?
Well, it started in 1979, and the policy was one child per family. But there have been some flexibility over the years. So rural farmers, ethnic minorities, couples where one partner is an only child, they can have more than one baby. But those who broke the rule, well, enforcement was uneven. Some women were brutally forced to have abortions. Others just paid the fine. And then in 2015, the government raised the limit from one child per couple to two.
All right. But there are what? Economic pressures to change.
Basically, there are not enough workers in China. So government figures show that the workforce is shrinking at an annual rate of at least 4 million. Plus, there's a huge gender imbalance, 30 million more men than women because of cultural preferences for boys. And what does that mean for businesses? Well, textile factories and production requiring fine, detailed work traditionally prefer women are having trouble recruiting. And many of the companies we've spoken to are far more worried about finding a stable and affordable workforce than a possible trade war with the U.S.
What are some projections about whether getting rid of birth limits would work?
Well, some critics say it's just too little too late. When the government changed the policy last time from one child to two, the baby boom officials expected just didn't happen. Turns out couples were pretty stressed about the cost of raising a child. Housing is so expensive that usually parents and grandparents have to pitch in to help with the down payment.
So this draft civil code no longer has a reference to family planning. Does that mean Chinese families are now free to procreate, that the limits are done?
Well, not exactly. What's interesting is that nothing has been officially announced. The decision-making process in China's government is just so opaque that now we're relying on what's not included in a draft civil code to give indication of where the policy will go. What we do know, though, is the government wants to raise the birth limit. That could mean lifting limits on births, financial incentives. Two Chinese academics even suggested penalties, forcing couples with fewer than two children to pay into a reproduction fund. Now, as you can imagine, that has provoked public anger and has been ridiculed because a lot of these suggestions still put the state firmly in the bedrooms of Chinese families.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.